T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently partly cloudy and 65 degrees. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Department is investigating a fatal shooting in Andover. A woman believed to be in her 40s was killed around 10:45 Wednesday night at a residence in the 3200 block of North 159th Street East. No more details were immediately released. More information on Wichita's latest homicide: 30-year-old Lafayne Berry was shot once in the upper torso and killed early Tuesday evening in a North Wichita parking lot near 21st and Grove. Police Lieutenant Todd Ogile says a man and woman were in a truck talking when Berryman and a female showed up in another car. There was possibly a fight and an argument in Berryman's car between the two. They both got out of the car, and Berryman began yelling at the man in the truck, who is the ex-boyfriend of the woman with Berryman.
During this verbal argument, the suspect will pull a gun, and Mr. Berryman will start to back away from the truck towards his car when the shots are fired, striking the victim one time. At that time, the suspect left the scene, later called 911, later returned to the scene where he was taken into custody.
30-year-old Leon Dukes was booked into jail on one count of second-degree murder. This is Wichita's 23rd murder case in 24 weeks this year. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach unsuccessfully sought a governor's pardon for an executive of a company that donated to Kobach and was among the sponsors of a fundraiser for him. Governor Jeff Collier denied the request this week. Police say the man threatened a cab driver with a gun to his head. The Wichita School District is moving forward with a plan to spend nearly $250,000 to finish putting fences around all elementary school playgrounds. USD 259 Executive Director for Safety Services Terry Moses points to recent fires that were set at Adams and Enders Elementary, where playgrounds had to be replaced because of the arson.
Crime prevention through environmental design was not only just looking at the daytime activities, but what occurs on our playgrounds after hours. We knew that by closing in those fences, we would make a safer environment for our children.
Moses adds the fences are most needed for security during school hours. He says a fence means kids cannot be readily approached by strangers. School board president Mike Rohde tells KSN News the board will consider the option of keeping the playgrounds locked after all the fences are in place. President Trump appeared at a campaign-style rally in Minnesota Wednesday evening, hours after rescinding a controversial policy at the border.
President Trump telling the crowd his crackdown on illegal immigration will continue despite ditching the family separation policy.
The border is going to be just as tough as it's been.
And he says the policy was a consequence of Democrats not doing their job.
Democrats don't care about the impact of uncontrolled migration on your communities, your schools, your hospitals, your jobs, or your safety.
The president changing course on family separations after pressure increased on both sides of the aisle. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Several men from different regions of the country are being held accountable for their desire to join ISIS.
An Alabama judge sentenced Aziz Ihab Saeed to 15 years in federal prison for planning terror attacks in the U.S. He pleaded guilty in March to buying materials to attack police stations and a military post near Huntsville. Saeed also said he attempted to organize a group to carry out terror plots after studying ISIS videos. Meanwhile, in Queens, New York, Parveg Ahmed pleaded guilty to attempting to support ISIS. He was taken into custody last August at New York's JFK Airport after being detained in Saudi Arabia. Federal investigators found recordings and messages on devices confirming his ISIS support. If convicted, Ahmed faces 20 years in prison. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
An Ohio man also pled guilty to recruiting members for ISIS. He was sentenced to 16 years in federal prison Wednesday. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve, 10 in the morning on KNSS. 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
And this morning, we've got crews still on the scene of a house fire Fire is under control there, but it's the 1800 block of South Topeka. Might want to avoid driving past there if you can at this point. Again, that's 1800 block of South Topeka, the report of a house fire there. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're seeing some clouds rotating around an area of low pressure, and those may move across south central Kansas this morning. Otherwise, it's going to be windy and not as hot today with a high 85. Tonight, a clear sky, still breezy and 62. Sunny tomorrow with a high 87. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 64 degrees. We've got a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour. Rain and cooler temperatures across Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 89. The normal high for the day, 88. And rain recorded near Eisenhower Airport by the National Weather Service, 0.02 inches.
Wow. Now,
some people got some rain. We didn't get a whole lot here in Wichita. It was spotty if anybody got it.
But yeah.
Shelley said almost nothing in Riverside.
I didn't notice anything.
Summer began at 5:07 Central Time this morning. We've been in summer now for just over an hour.
Hey.
How about that?
Nah, it's been longer.
Today is June 21st, 2018. On this date in 1953, an extremely dangerous severe thunderstorm tore through the Wichita metro area. Winds were measured at exactly 100 miles per hour when the anemometer broke at the airport. The hail was at least golf ball size. Around $9 million damage resulted. Again, that was on this date in 1953. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning.
Happy summer. On this date in
it is fantastic out there.
It's nice, isn't it?
There is a breeze, a cool breeze out of the north.
Wow.
Here on this first morning of summer.
Let's put it in a jar and save it for later.
Oh, my gosh, right? Yes.
On this date in 1788, New Hampshire became the ninth and last necessary state to ratify the Constitution of the United States, thereby making the document the law of the land. Constitution Day, 1788. Authorities say a high school coach in New Mexico was booked on suspicion of aggravated battery for striking another coach with a vehicle during a dispute. State police say Mark Martinez, a coach at Robertson High School in Las Vegas, New Mexico, was arrested Wednesday for the May 11th attack on the other coach, whose identity has not been revealed. The victim coaches for a wrestling club that's allowed to use the school's facilities for practice. Police say the coaches had met up to fight after they got into a dispute over text messages. Martinez accused the other coach of throwing a rock at his windshield.
Yikes.
So then he tried to run over him with a car, it looks like. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, so much for the adults in the room.
Yeah, just go ahead and set a good example for the kids out there. Coach, I don't know. Some of the, you know, like some people have temper issues or anger issue, I guess. These two coaches going at it. I was seeing that video. Did they ever say where that was yet? It was a video of a softball game where about
it's like
20 adults just got into a huge scuffle.
North Carolina or South Carolina, something like that.
I mean, they just wrestle around the ground. People, yeah. Kids are screaming.
Idiots.
Kids are screaming, you know. They don't know what the heck's going on. Wow. Hey, it's the summertime. It gets hot and people just kind of lose control, I guess. A Western Illinois coroner is resigning after facing criticism for keeping poor people's remains until their relatives could pay $1,000.
Oh, no.
Adams County Coroner James Keller said in his resignation letter that he was stepping down to spend more time with his family. Keller has held the position since 2011. The Associated Press reported last month that Keller was having people who couldn't afford to bury relatives sign over their rights to the deceased, leaving them without a death certificate.
Oh, man.
He'd bury the cremated ashes if relatives couldn't pay. Keller said the policy was necessary because Illinois halted or delayed payments for indigent burials due to the state's prolonged budget crisis.
Yeah, the state government can't pay for anything.
Which ended last summer, by the way. The Adams County Board voted last week to end the practice. The county coroner who says, hey, you can't pay, we're just going to
hold the dead hostage.
Cremate him and put him in the ground for you.
Wow.
Oh, well, it looks like he may have lost his job over it. He's voluntarily leaving, but I bet he was asked. You know, that's pretty harsh.
Yeah, he probably got a nice pension package out of it.
Somebody's got to pay for it, and when somebody who's an indigent or whatever, whatever happens with the remains, I guess, I don't know how expensive that can be. I know what you pay for a funeral and embalming and all that. It can be pretty expensive, but I don't know.
Which, I would imagine other counties in Illinois have figured out how to do this without.
I imagine most counties in America
have a
way to take care of those who just can't afford it and the families. Well, to celebrate our anniversary, you know, Shelley, my wife, St. Shelley, made her famous pizza last night. This used to be kind of a staple around our house. You know, we'd have it about maybe once a month. She'd go out and buy all the ingredients. And she uses, for dough, she uses biscuit dough for the crust.
Mm-hmm.
And makes it all, you know, she puts everything in it. You got hamburger, you got sausage, you got mushrooms. Loads it all up and bounds of cheese, and she made it for us last night for her and me. Ted, I ate two slices, and I just about made myself sick. It's so much. It's so good. How do you tell yourself? I'm getting to the age where if something tastes good, I just keep eating until I can't stand up anymore. I got to have a little discipline. You ought to try this
pizza.
Well,
you said you had two slices. I mean, you can't stop with one.
I know.
You figure, I'll have another one, and that second one does you in.
Yeah. I got to watch it with that, but her pizza's really good. It just she doesn't make it very often anymore. But it was our anniversary, and she decided this is what we're going to do. Our anniversary was what? Last week. What was it, Friday? Yeah.
No, it was
Sunday.
It was 3 days ago.
Monday. It was Monday.
Yeah.
That's right. But so she did that.
It just seems like a week.
She did. She was making some cookies the other day. I brought two in for you. That's all I had left over.
That's it?
Actually, I started that bag with about 12 in there this morning before you got here. Jad didn't eat them. I'll put it down.
Seems to have dwindled.
It wasn't Jad. But, yeah, it was me. But, again, you're welcome to those, too, if you want them.
All right.
It's coming up on 6:18. Steve and Ted, time for Leadoff Sports with Ted Woodward this morning. And, the good news continues for the Royals, I see. Or should I say bad news?
I think our focus is on golf today.
You're going to play? Oh, yeah, the big golf tournament starts today, doesn't it?
Yeah. With nice weather to start out with.
That's a good place to focus, right?
Boy, those guys are in the morning group. I'm going to love this.
Yeah, this morning they're going out, right?
Yeah. Former Masters champion Mike Weir is one of the 156 players who are in town this week for the Web.com Tour, and today is the opening round. It's the beginning of the 29th Wichita Open. That's out at Crestview Country Club, and Wichita is gearing up for the big tournament, which starts this morning. First guys will tee off at 7 o'clock this morning, and then the final groupings will tee off at 2:15 this afternoon. So it's going to be a long day of golf.
A nice day.
156 players on the course for the 29th version of the Wichita Open. I did notice that the web.com official tour website describes it as Crestview Country Club, just to the north of downtown Wichita. I was like,
Really?
I was like... Yeah. I'd say it's a little
bit. I don't think there's a golf course just north of
a little bit
to the
north and way east of downtown. It's all relative, I guess. The Wichita Open Golf Tournament, it is one of four original tour events that is still being played. It's been one of the great annual stops now for nearly 30 years. And, of course, don't forget, Mike Kennedy will have live coverage of the third round on Saturday and the final round on Sunday right here on KNSS. So get ready for that. Tonight, our focus will be on the NBA draft. And Wichita State's Landry Shamet will certainly look to be among the names called, see if he can make it into the first round of draftees at the NBA draft tonight. And, of course, we might see two or three players from Kansas get drafted as well, as Svi Mykhailiuk might be in the mix. Malik Newman, Devontae Graham. We'll see how the NBA draft shakes out tonight. And live coverage of the NBA draft. You can listen to it beginning at 6 o'clock tonight, and that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Tune into the NBA draft tonight. Last night, pro baseball, downtown Wichita. Wichita Wingnuts, a 6-3 come-from-behind win over the Sioux Falls Canaries last night at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. And the Wingnuts win their fifth in a row, and they've won 9 out of 10. Wingnuts are in second place in the division, now just 4 games out of first place. Wingnuts and the Canaries finish up that series tonight. Very brief, short 3-game homestand for the Wingnuts. They'll be out of town again for another week, so last chance to see the Nuts for another week. That'll be 7:05 tonight, downtown at Lawrence Dumont Stadium, as the Wingnuts go for their 6th in a row. Major League Baseball last night, Kansas City Royals on an 8-game losing streak, trying desperately to get back in the win column. taking on the Texas Rangers at Kauffman Stadium. You heard the game on KFH. Although, here is some action from the Rangers radio network.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, and there's a high drive down the right field line. Way back toward the corner goes Merrifield. He's at the wall. That ball is history. A towering shot into the Royals' bullpen. And the Rangers lead it 3-1 on Rougned Odor's second home run of the year.
Rangers go on to win the game 3-2 as the Royals lose their ninth in a row. And they've also lost 15 out of 16. They went 0-10 on the homestand. Didn't win a single game.
At least they're consistent.
Worst June in franchise history. Let's see. Now the Royals will finish up June with 9 games against the Astros, Angels, Brewers, and Mariners, teams all with winning records.
Okay.
There you go. It's an off day today for the Royals, by the way, as they get ready for a road swing. Sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
All right, Ted, 621 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Going to talk about Peter Fonda, the actor, calling for action against border officers' families. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.